All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on the middle of page 64. Middle of page 64, the section that begins Hakesher Shabin HaPratim HaKtanim Lebin HaShlemos HaKolelis. The truth is, even the title of this section is so beautiful. The connection between little details and global completion. Right? Complete completion doesn't make sense. But Shlemos HaKolelis, global completion. So the connection between little details and global completion. What does this mean? HaMotivatzia SheTzarech LaOrer Zeh HaKesher SheBein HaPratim HaKtanim LeBein HaShlemos HaKolelis. Remember again, what we are looking for is what Rav Kashtiel called the motivation. What is it that causes someone to seek out Shlemos? Remember again, just to follow our progression. We started with the Midah of Zihiros, introspection, contemplation, life awareness. Ultimately, again, Zihiros is necessary in order for a person to reach their Tova Amiti, their ultimate good, and avoid the Raha Amiti. Now we're trying to figure out, so what is it that pushes people to seek out Shlemos? What is the motivation? So remember again, the Ramchal categorized people in three different categories. Rav Kashtiel collapsed it into two categories. The first category of people are what he calls the Shlemi Hadas. The Shlemi Hadas are individuals that value Shlemos as the ultimate goal in life. What is my goal? My goal is to be a complete and whole individual. So for those individuals, what is the motivation? What is the motivation to seek out Zihiros? So now Rav Kashtiel says the motivation that seeks out a drive for Zihiros is a recognition between the small details, the connection between the small details in life to what he calls the Shlemos HaKolelis, to the overarching sense of life completion. What does that mean? Adam shetoveya shlemos, lo tamid mechudad etzlo, shekol prat mashpia ala shlemos hakolelis. Well, so this is a very profound statement. Sometimes there are people who seek out shlemos, but they don't always understand that every single detail plays a role in creating that shlemos. V'zeh hanukuda shetzarech la'orer etzlam. So what is Rav Kashtiel describing over here? You see, we were focusing, let's say earlier, in Parag Gimel, earlier Parakim, on what the Ramchal called Tov HaAmiti, that in life, it's not just enough to get through today, it's not just enough to go ahead and make it through the week, but a person has to have a goal. What is the ultimate good towards which I am working? What is the Tov HaAmiti? What sometimes we forget is that the small decisions that we make and the little things that we do each and every day have a direct effect on our ability to reach the Tov HaAmiti. In other words, sometimes there's a disconnect in thinking or there's a disconnect in understanding between the impact of the little day-to-day decisions and the global goals that we are trying to reach. It's important for us to sharpen the understanding. It's important to understand, to sharpen the understanding, that every single little action somehow contributes towards the greater shlemos, the greater completion of the individual. Again, remember, that cuts both ways. Positive actions will ultimately contribute in a positive way towards the Shlemos HaAdam, and smaller negative actions will detract. So we've spoken about that. Let me read a little bit more. Shlemi Hadas. Those who are, now remember again, that phrase is a little bit deceiving, because Shlemi Hadas makes it sound like someone who's already shalim in their das. Of course, we understand that's not what it means. Shlemi Hadas means those individuals who value Shlemos, completion in life, as an important thing. Anoshim shetovim shlemos yicholim lachios lepamim dimyon. Sometimes people live in a little bit of their imagination. They live in a little bit of an illusion. What's the illusion? Shlemos zedavar shiyachol lihitafis kidavar skimati. Completion is something that ultimately could be mapped out like a schematic. Adam yachol lomar la'atzma ba'ofen klali. Ani beseder ba'ofen klali. Ani bechortov. So what happens? So a person could put bechortov, excuse me. So a person could go ahead and say, you know what? Kind of, I feel like I'm doing really good on a general level. We say this all the time. I'm really good. In general, things are holding well. Top of page 65. Dabar ze einenu nachum. But this is not correct. Mashatarach lo orera sachumas libam. Ze she'in davar kaze ba'ofen klali. So if Kashtil suggests that in life, there is no such thing as this state called ofen klali, called in general. Because what's the chap? When a person says in general everything is okay, what a person is doing is they're taking a panoramic look at life, to a certain degree divorcing themselves from some of the details. What Rav Kashtil is just suggesting is you can't divorce life from the specific details. If the details are good, then life is good. If the details are not good, then there's no such thing as a statement of, in general, things are okay, but this is out of order, this is out of order, this is out of order. We'll refine this in just a little bit more. Understand what's driving this over here. Remember, we've mentioned this before. Why do people sin? Why do people commit averos? Right? So people commit averos. At the end, so people say, it's taiva, it's desire, it's this. At the end of the day, the Ramchal says, people sin because they don't think that sin is going to have an impact on who they are or the life they're leading. Meaning, if I knew that when I committed avera A, it was going to upset the entire equilibrium of my existence, right? That literally, again, it's going to impact my life, it's going to impact my identity, and I'm not going to be the same person after I sin, then truth is, people wouldn't sin. Because no matter how good or how pleasurable the particular sin may be, most of us are unwilling to sacrifice a lot for sin. Right? I'm willing to sacrifice a little, but not a lot. The problem, says Rav Kashtiel, is that this is what happens. So again, the Gemara says, the Gemara Maseches Yuma says, we saw in Daf Yomi, that if a person says, Echta va'ashuv, I'm going to sin and I'm going to do tshuva. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. So the Maharal in Chidushi HaGadus says over there, he says the truth is, in general, 99% of sins that people commit fall into the category of Echta va'ashuv. I'm going to sin and then I'm going to do tshuva. Because truth is, we're good people. So the follow-up thought behind every single sin is, I'll make this right afterwards. I need to do what I need to do right now, right? But I'll make it right afterwards. This notion that I could sin, maintain the positivity that I've acquired, maintain the identity that I've acquired, and this little sin is not going to upset, I'll deal with it, but it's not going to upset the totality. Because in general, everything else will remain the same. The Ramchal says, that's not the way it works. It's not the way it works. There is no general state that is independent of the details. If the details ultimately, again, are not in order, then by definition, the general state is not in order either. Ha'olam Murkav, I'm top of 65, third line down. Ha'olam Murkav, Mipratim, the world is comprised of details. Va'ishus Murkaves, Mipratim, and my identity is comprised of details. And if the details are not in order, then there's no such thing as a statement of, in general, everything is okay. Hashlemus hi totzah shel hamon. Hamon pratim. See, in order to achieve life shlemus in life is a result of a multitude of smaller details. This is such an important statement. Vahazihirus bepratim. This is, you could underline this if you're looking in your own sefer. Hapratim, right? Hazihirus bepratim. The attention, attentiveness to details. Yotzeres besof esashlemos hakolele shel hapratim. Attention to details creates at the end of that road a sense of shlemos that is comprised of all of the details. We'll say, this is such a yesodistic idea. It's so simple when he says it, but this is something that so often we miss in life. Success, a person's success is not dependent simply on the bigger decisions in life. Yes, who you marry, major decision in terms of your future success. What you do for a living. Also, I don't mean how much money you make, but the atmosphere in which you choose to envelop yourself during your workday ultimately contributes towards major success. All these different, what you're involved in, what you, all of these things are major things. But more than that, says Rav Kashto, just as important as the major decisions are the small decisions we make every single day. Those small decisions, which often we shrug off as not worrying about because assuming they don't have a real impact on the net effect of my personality, says Rav Kashto, they absolutely do. Those, again, that phrase is sova zihiros bepratim, carefulness, attentiveness to the details, yotzeres besofes hashlemos hakoleles shel hapratim, ultimately creates at the end a sense of shlemos, a sense of completion, and completion in life is a composite of all of the small details. Tzarech la'orer lahem es ha-motivatzia, l'chadei lahem kamo kol pratu machria. So for the shlemi hadas, those people who value shlemos, it's important to highlight to them the importance of every single decision and the impact of every single decision. L'chein shlemi hadas tzarech rak la'orer lahem es ha-ingin hazeh. Therefore for shlemi hadas, all I really need to do is to alert them to the reality of this situation, that each and every decision has an impact on the totality, and there's no such thing as derech klali that is independent of the details of life. V'heim miyad yivcharu laharbos v'pratim ulahachmir. And again, when the Shlemi Hadas understand this shikol, understand this calculation, understand that every single thing has an impact on the totality of my personality, then what? Then at the end of the day, they will be careful. They will wake up. Nah, they will not have to wake up, but they'll be attentive to the importance of zero. So I'll say, again, this is an incredible, incredible yisod. Him ma'od rigishim lepratim v'lo yanuchu v'lo yishketu penyach samehem. So for the Shlemi Hadas, which are the people who already value Shlemos, the people who want Shlemos, when it says Ramchal, when I make it clear to them that Shlemos could only be acquired through attentiveness to the details, then at the end of the day, so that will awaken them to the need to be Zohar. Well, so just so you understand the impact of this, this I think is one of the most lemaisa things that we have to learn. You know, this notion that every single little thing has a dramatic impact on who we are. So again, it's how you talk. And again, it's an incredible challenge, especially if a person finds themselves in the general world, in the workplace, the way people talk and the way common, the way it's people find it appropriate to talk, how careful has the person has to be with their word choices. Because at the end of the day, again, even just the usage of the wrong words, you'll say to yourself, okay, I used the wrong word, but come on. Be'ofen klali, in the general sense, did that really impact me? And Rav Kashtil will say, Rav Ramchal will say, yes. Does it mean if a person uses an inappropriate word, that by definition they've totally ruined themselves? No, we're not dealing with such extremes. But is there an impact? Absolutely. Person looks at something they're not supposed to look at. Is there an impact on them? Of course there's an impact on them. Again, does it ruin me in totality? Chas v'shalom. We don't have to deal with an all or nothing approach. But every single thing that we do, big or small, has a direct impact on the people we are. And Rav Kashtiel says that recognition for the Shlemi Hadas, so the people who are seeking out Shlemos, want Shlemos, that recognition that everything I do, everything I say, every single way in which I act has an impact on who I am, both say, that's not an overwhelming thought. And if anything, it's just the opposite. That's an empowering thought. Because what that thought says is, I control who I am, what I am, the nature and quality of my personality through my actions, both big and small. I have to also stop over, pick up middle of 65 tomorrow.